Meeting of the City and Borough of Wrangell on June 24th, 2014 at 7:00 PM. Pledge of Allegiance this evening will be led by Assemblymember Julie Decker, after which if you remain standing for the invocation to be given by Lynn Ogren from the Island of Faith Lutheran Church.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Almighty God, bless the public servants of the City and Borough of Wrangell, that they may do their work in a spirit of wisdom, charity, and justice. Help them use their authority to serve faithfully and to promote our common life through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Well, we have a few matters to take care of here this evening before we get started with our agenda. We have a certificate of service. The City and Borough of Wrangell ask to present this certificate of service to David Gala for his service and dedication on the Thomas Bay Power Commission from October 1999 to June 2014.
Do you want to just hold them and then?
I'll get them on, won't you? Then another one here. This is a certificate of service. The City and Borough of Wrangell ask to present this certificate of service to Stanley Schnell for his service and dedication on the Planning and Zoning Commission from November 2005 to June 2014. And a certificate of service. The City and Borough of Wrangell ask to present this certificate of service to James Stowe for his service and dedication on the Thomas Bay Power Commission from October 2013 to June 2014. And we thank those persons for their participation and their service to the community. Roll call, please.
Assemblymembers Decker?
Here.
McCloskey?
Here.
Mitchell?
Here.
Blake?
Here.
Wearspin?
Here.
Stowe? And Mayor Jack?
Here. Amendments to the agenda. Item four, conflict of interest.
I may have a conflict of interest when it comes to a ruling on 13B on tide lands requested by myself, and I will step aside when that vote.
Item six, or item five, consent agenda. Trying to rush things through this.
I make a motion to approve items 6A and 7A on the consent agenda.
Second.
Been moved in second. Any discussion? Yes.
Just so Kim knows, we actually read these. On 6A, minutes of the meeting from June 10th, 2014, down under 10B, on the first page, says, "As there were no letters of interest received for vacancy in the EDC, Mayor Jack directed the Borough Clerk."
I'll make the correction.
Okay. That's all I had.
Okay. Anything further discussion? Roll call, please. Or poll, please.
Assemblymembers Wearspin?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item eight, Borough Manager's Report.
Couple items. Staff met with the teleconference with the Department of Transportation on Evergreen, the paving, repaving project out there, and initially they had a pretty fancy design there, and we've whittled that down to kind of what we thought originally was going to happen, and so we've got that down to a number that is close or into the money that is available. And they had originally up to about $9 million, and I think we're back to the 5.8 of federal money and somewhere in the neighborhood of $225 to $275 for city money. And that money will come out of our sales tax fund that we use for streets. So we're still on schedule for that for 2015 for construction. And so hopefully they can keep that in the right money column there that we can make that happen. Budget you approved is, this is the final version with all the graphs and all that kind of stuff in it. And that's on our website. So people that would like to look at that, it's in there. And at any time, any of the public or assembly that has any questions, I'd be glad to answer those, or our finance director would also. Construction on Kazyar will begin in July and run into the late fall. It's going to be, as we've gone from asphalt to concrete, it's going to be tight to get that in before the end of the year. That's the goal. That's the schedule. Of course, in the fall, weather can mess all that up in a hurry. So, but anyway, that's the plan, and we're looking forward to getting that street done. Weber Street, the little street that goes up the hill there, right before you go up the hospital hill, that's completed. And again, I'd like to thank Wrangell Cooperative Association for doing that for the city. They were the ones that got the money for that and did the planning, and our staff worked with them, but they did the majority of that work, and we thank them for doing that. Junk cars, we've had several complaints about junk cars. We have had this impound lot up in the industrial subdivision set aside for the police department to do that. And then when we did Front Street, we had a bunch of contaminated soil at the old Wilcox property over across from the Diamond Sea. And there was some old oil tanks in there and some other things that were in the soil from an old garage probably years ago. So anyway, we're working with DEC to hopefully be able to move that material out to a site that we out by the Shoemaker Bay. There's a road that goes up there that actually was a site designated for the asbestos removal of the Institute years ago. So we're hoping we can put this material there. And so we have a plan, and they have to approve the plan. We're hoping to hear that this week. And if it does, it should only take us a couple days to move the material. We'll cap that lot. There's already rock there. And then we've got some portable construction fencing that we'll put together. It's already got barbed wire and all that kind of stuff. We'll put a power pole in and lights, and we can start getting in business of getting some of these cars around town off the streets and out of the parking lots. And so anyway, we're working on that. I don't know if any of you've seen, we're starting to put the banners up that we got downtown, so hopefully they'll add a little light to the street there. And all of the departments, this is kind of the summer rush. Every single department in the summertime is when, you know, all their activities expand, from the port and the public works and libraries and the civic center and city hall. We'll be working on our audit stuff here in a couple weeks. So all of those, fire department is working on their ISO rating things. They've got to do some pump testing, and we had the guy come in that does the ratings. And we had been a 3 for a long time, and it's on a scale of about 1 to 10. And if you can get a 3 rating of the ones that this company does, and they do about 50,000 of these, that would put us somewhere in the top 10 in all the categories that they look at. But he come in here in, I believe in January or before, and we were looking like we were going to be a 5, and it affects your insurance, property insurance for both the city and people in town. So he gave us some ideas of, if we did this and this and this, we could get it to remain at 3. And so one of those is some doing these pump tests. And so we have a guy coming from Juneau to kind of help us through that process before we actually do the test. We kind of know, you know, how to score as well as we can on that. So this guy's coming down here, and I think the fire department's just basically paying his way, and I don't know if he's in the fire department up there or exactly what his position is, but once we go through that, then we'll actually do the tests, and hopefully that will be successful, and then once you get it, you're good for 10 years, so I'm sure I won't be here then, so. Anyway, that's about it.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Money? Yes.
I just had one comment about the nice finished budget. The graphs are nice, and I would just a suggestion for next year. I know you guys are kind of behind the ball with hiring a new person, fire instructor. Next year, it'd be nice to have the graphs like at the beginning of the process. I think they're helpful for assembly members understanding things in public and stuff.
Okay. Anything further? Borough clerk, file.
Other than what is in my report, just a reminder, there will be the Thomas Bay Power Commission meeting this Friday at 10 o'clock, and that meeting will be held in the assembly chambers in Petersburg. Also, there is, I put in my report the August 28th meeting. However, I skipped the June meeting, so there will be a meeting, SEPA meeting tomorrow, and that, it's my understanding, begins at 12:30. Okay, 12:30 to 5:30, and then on the 26th, on Thursday, starting at 9:30 a.m. And I also urge you to look at the tentative regular election calendar. It's that time of the year for me. And so if you have any questions on that or you're curious about anything, come and visit with me and I can answer that for you.
Yes.
What's the deadline for like declaring candidacy?
It's in here. There's declaration for candidacy begins August 1st, and it's the last day of August, so it's August 29th.
Thank you. Last day to file declaration for candidacy, right there.
Yeah. And for those whose terms are expiring, they will get a notice saying that their terms are expiring, both the assembly members and the boards and the commission members.
Any other questions? Well, thank you. Item 10, Mayor Assembly reports and appointments. Mayor Assembly member, have you anything?
No.
I just had a question. This is since we have a board member from SEPA and Mr. Atkinson from SEPA. I believe that Assemblymember McCloskey and I were the only two members here at that time, but there was a report called a Hyatt report that came out, and we asked that the assembly at that time inquired about having an independent report, another report done that covered all the aspects of SEPA operation. Mr. Ashton, I believe you were on the board at that time. Could you address that, what happened to that?
Brian Ashton, 730 Case Avenue. Good evening. The committee that was appointed to review this whole process was tasked with some of these things, but as the O&M process picked up speed, I think it just simply kind of went to the wayside. But along those lines, I had asked, oh gosh, a year and a half ago during that time, for an audit of the DHITL report so that we could really clearly understand how this process is coming to pass. And I never did get a response from that. I felt it was important enough that I actually CC'd all three city councils, Wrangell, Petersburg, and Ketchikan, with that as well when I asked for that. And basically simply did not get a response. If it's the council's wish at this meeting tomorrow, I can actually ask it to be an agenda item so that that is brought up and we can investigate that process. I think it would be valuable information to have that audited.
Well, since we're in this process of transferring O&M for TAI, I think that's very important to have that done.
I think transparency is absolutely important if we're going to if we're going to basically give SEPA management of that facility, to make sure that we're ready for that and we have absolute transparency in the process.
Thank you. Yes.
Can you remind folks what the DHITL report was about?
Oof.
Well,
it's huge.
Mr. Last, could you address that again? What the Hyatt report was all about?
Sure. Do I need to reintroduce myself?
No.
Okay. Basically, the board approved in February of 2012 a third-party independent report to basically evaluate the entire operation so that we could basically have good, solid information to move ahead with what we need to do. You know, should we have SEPA take over, you know, O&M of Lake Tyee, Swan, just what our direction should be. Looking at how the operations are managed, seeing if there's any ideas or suggestions on how to better manage, you know, change direction, or basically give kudos to how we're managing things, looking at the costs of operations. There was a lot of people interviewed during that process. And so the DHITL report was to be a third-party independent report, just giving a third-party perspective on the whole thing with some recommendations.
Do you feel like they were forthcoming with the information, or they're holding back on you, or?
You know, I don't want to speculate so much as that. What I basically did is I went on record to simply ask for some information because I had suspected that the process was not transparent. And if we're going down the path of having SEPA take on management of the operations even more, I just simply needed to feel like we could really evaluate whether or not they're capable and ready. And as I've gone on record to say, although I'm going to support the council's direction because you are the voting leaders of our community, I've counseled that my answer is no. Not until we get some things cleared up do I feel comfortable with us continuing down that path like that. So,
what I'll do is I'll
ask for it to be put on the agenda tomorrow for us to basically address the letter that I had sent to SEPA asking for an audit of that third-party independent report, that way you guys have good information to move forward with this process.
Yes, please.
What do you mean by an audit?
The process and how the report was generated, it was basically budgeted to a very, very significant amount of money to be done as a third-party independent report. I suspect that that may not have happened that way, that the board did not receive it first from the company that we basically contracted with to create the report. I know that the information that I had given the organization that I wanted looked into when I was interviewed was anything, this report didn't speak to that at all. As a board member, that would give me concern, because ultimately what I'm looking for is making sure that we do fulfill the charter. We have the best rates and the most reliable power possible, because it's just crucial at this point with our economy that we keep these rates as low as we can and keep the power reliable, make sure that we're lean and mean. As an example, we're getting ready to look at having the employees move over to SEPA, and that's fine. But tomorrow I'm going to ask for an evaluation of what the benefit packages are going to be compared to. Because when that happens, and I suspect it will at this point, is it going to cost more or less? And if it's going to cost more, why? Because under the current operating conditions, people were happy with the benefit packages that they had. I've had to basically really hold my ground on some pretty significant line item budgets in the last 2 years to the tunes of millions, and it took months to get the organization to turn around. We're talking items that cost over $2 million, took 10 months to get them to change direction. And to put that in perspective, that's 20% of our gross revenue for a year, a little under, give or take a few points. Well, that's pretty big numbers, you know. In short, for me, SEPA has to exist because it is a buffer for us when it comes to risk management. If SEPA starts to expand its scope and it costs us more for our electricity, and we're not conscious of making those choices as far as where we're going, how we're managing those assets, we just simply need to be very, very conscious of those choices. So we do it with our eyes wide open. I saw in the paper where a board member had basically stated that they're going to raise the city rates, or they're looking at raising the city electrical rates, because SEPA was talking about how we may not get a rebate this year and how the wholesale power rate may go up. I just left that alone at the time But the reality of it is you guys appointed me as a voting member of SEPA. I will make that choice. He can bring this to us, our attention, and suggest that we do it, but it will be my decision in consultation with you folks whether or not we get a rebate, at least how I vote. And I'll let you know right now that if in the meeting tomorrow they talk about needing to not do a rebate and have us consider doing a wholesale power rate increase, I'm going to ask that we re-critique all of our capital projects to make sure that we need to spend the money that we need to, because I just don't see that as a very viable option right now. We cannot raise our rates. We just can't. I hope I didn't give you too much information. Thank you.
Thank you. Also at this time, I'd like to take the opportunity to welcome the new KSTK reporter, Katarina, to the city in Borough of Rangel.
Hi, thanks. It's nice to be here.
Okay, no one else has any reports yet. Okay.
I wanted to bring one topic up just amongst the assembly to sort of start thinking about it in the future. We have a few economic development projects, potentials, the Institute property potentially expanding at the old mill site. And right now we have a requirement that if the city sells or gets rid of any kind of property that's valued over $1 million, it has to go to a public vote of the people. And I think that's an interesting, I mean, it's a good check and balance on city government, but I think the $1 million figure these days is a bit low. And the only issue that I think that it brings up is timing, as far as, you know, if projects start moving along, you have to consider how to time a public vote and those kind of issues. So I just thought it should be brought up for people to start thinking about, and you know, I don't know if the will is there to change that or not, but I think it's something worth thinking about.
You want to put on the agenda?
If others are interested, we could put it on the next agenda.
Yes. In order for it to be able to be on this next ballot in October, it would have to go either through a resolution or an ordinance. At this point, an ordinance, it would be too late, so it would have to go through to the next assembly meeting through a resolution for approval. So if you put it on the agenda for discussion, by the next meeting would be in August, and it would be too late. So if the wish of the assembly is to put it on the agenda as a resolution for approval or denial, then
And it's a charter change, so the resolution is to put it on to the ballot for the voters to vote on.
Mm-hmm. I just thought I would bring it up and you know.
What sales would you be thinking that would be involved?
The Institute.
Well, yeah. Institute property, potentially, you know, Trident Seafoods has come to the city potentially interested in purchasing some of the equipment and building next to them that they currently lease from the city. I have no idea what the value on that would be, and I think we'd have to get that valued still. So things like that. Those are a couple of them that are coming down the road. And I'm not necessarily even saying that we need to put it on this current ballot, but I think we need to start thinking about how those things play in.
Okay, it should really get into a whole other discussion at this time without public notice.
Yep.
So, but we can certainly put it on the agenda for next meeting for discussion. You know, whether we actually act on it or not is, you know, we might sometime in the future anyway. We probably won't have time to do anything. Before this next election,
Jim just said we don't.
I doubt if we get to the point of selling any institute property before 2016, 2015 anyway. But we can surely put it on the agenda for the discussion. Anyone else have anything? Okay, item